And now we've come to the best part of our show. We've got our studio guest, Bill Foster. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure is ours. And he's a contributor to East London E-List 17 magazine. So tell us, how did you get, because it's quite a new magazine, Bill, isn't it? How did you become involved in
it? So the E-List has been running for 5 years.
Yeah.
It was born in Walthamstow and now covers quite a bit of East London. I actually write a blog, a Walthamstow-based blog called Walthamstow Diary. And the editor of the E-List read the blog and asked me if I'd be interested in contributing. That was from issue 2 onwards, and I've been involved ever since.
Yeah, great. So what is your role in the magazine?
Well, I mean, we're a small team. There's only two of us, right. Both part-time. So we both do bits of everything, but I, in particular, concentrate on advertising, content writing, and social media marketing.
Right, okay, that's brilliant. And do you actually interview guests that are in the show, in the magazine?
Yeah, so especially if we're featuring someone, like in this month's magazine, we've got a supper club called Gather E17. Mm. I interviewed them and wrote the article that goes in the magazine.
Right. So before you came into the E-List magazine, what was your proper job, as it were?
My proper job was actually in the ticketing industry, so working in event ticketing, concerts, theatre, things like that, which I did for a long, long time. Got to work on some pretty amazing projects whilst doing it, including...
Give us some examples.
So I was lucky enough to work on 3 Olympic Games, including Beijing and London, which was my favourite. Working the London Games was just spectacular. Working something that big so close to home, where I could walk to work every day, was just brilliant.
So what did you do there exactly?
So for the London Games, I did quite a bit, actually. I was responsible for the training programme for the 1,000-plus people that we brought in to run the box offices.
Wow.
My official title during games time was park ranger, so I was on
did
the
you
Olympic
have a horse?
Park. I wish I should have had a horse, actually. I should have demanded a horse. I was basically responsible for making sure things on the park happened properly.
Yeah.
But the best part of that job was one of the venues I looked after was the Olympic Stadium, so I got to work on all 4 ceremonies, so the opening and closing of the Olympics and the opening and closing of the Paralympics, which was pretty special.
Yeah, electric, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
Gosh,
yeah.
Okay. Doing ticketing has got nothing to do with writing, really. What made you do the Walthamstow blog?
So I have a thing that I like doing at least one thing each year that terrifies me. And I'm actually dyslexic, so I've always been a little nervous about people reading anything that I've written. So it was during 2012, actually, at the same time as working on the Olympics, I decided I would start a blog just to challenge myself and see if I could improve my writing. And I didn't think for one minute anyone would actually read it. Uh-huh. And then one day someone sent me an email and they had read something. And it's grown from there, actually. And it's now, you know, it's my hobby. I really enjoy doing it. And it does still challenge me, which is great.
Right, that's brilliant. So do you have a following at all?
Yeah, so it's just over 20,000.
Oh, excuse me, listeners. 20,000 was that. So what content do you put in the blog?
It's really, I never do any paid content or anything like that. It's mainly, my idea behind it was, I called it Walthamstow Diary because it was stuff that I was doing locally where I live.
Right.
So if I go to a cafe or a pub or a volunteer somewhere, that's usually what ends up going
the story
in.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's like diarising
essentially
your
yeah.
life. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but but based on stuff that I know people might
be
know,
interested
yeah. in.
Excellent. So in terms of the Walthamstow blog, and you've just said about E-List 17 expanding, because it was Walthamstow, then it was Waltham Forest.
Yeah, so
where is it now?
So yeah, the E-List started in Walthamstow and we expanded into Leytonstone Holmes Park. We're now expanding again into Newham, so we're starting to cover Stratford and Forest Gate and Manor Park and places like that.
That's brilliant, and it's still just the two of you
still
doing
just
that.
The two.
It's first class, I have to say. I mean, I avidly read it, and I use that as one of the focal points to actually do my
Thank
community
you.
Good news part, because it's all. I've never noticed there's been an error, and I like the little articles. If you find something wrong, please tell us. And I like that instead of sort of it being critical.
Yeah, I mean, the magazine looks fantastic, and that's really down to our genius editor Paul, who is a designer, so
you know, it shows.
Makes it look the way it does, and it does look beautiful.
It does indeed, and the information is really sparkly. Bill Foster here at East London Radio, our guest today, dear listeners, from E-List 17. But off air, we were just chatting about Beijing, and it's just a fascinating experience for Bill. So coming back to actually arriving in China and the different culture, and that, well, physically Chinese people look different to the Western face. But when you said about the Forbidden City, what tell us about that?
So the Forbidden City is next door to Tiananmen Square, which I'm sure most people will know about. It was built by the former emperors of China, and it's called the Forbidden City because it was off limits to, you know, the everyday people of China.
Right.
It was only there for the royal family, if you like. Which is why it's called the Forbidden City. And, you know, it's a beautiful place, and it's ancient.
Right.
You know.
So what is it now then?
It's a tourist attraction.
Oh, okay.
Essentially.
Okay,
but
nice.
But it's a beautiful spot to visit.
Right.
I mean, one of the things I really loved about being in China actually was visiting the historical sites. One of my favourite places was a temple called Yongqigong Lama Temple. So it's a Buddhist temple, essentially.
Right.
It's probably one of the most peaceful places I've been to in my life. Again, it's ancient. It's still a functioning temple, but as a tourist, you can go in. And that particular temple, I think I'm right in saying that it has the tallest Buddha carved out of a single tree trunk.
Oh, wow.
So in one of the temples, there's just this giant golden Buddha carved out of one tree, and it's just so special.
Gosh, that's stunning, isn't it? Gosh. And did you have to have a certain dress code at all, or was it very casual?
I mean, because I was working there, from a work point of view, we had a uniform, if you like, but when off duty, we were all good.
Yeah, so that was easy then.
Yeah.
Okay. So coming back to the E-List magazine now, because I know that our listeners will want to make contact with you. How do they get in contact with you to take part in the magazine? Where is it distributed? How often does it come out? So over to you.
So, I mean, people can, we always put our email addresses in the magazine. So if you pick up a copy, you've got our email addresses in there to contact us. Or you can go to our website, which is elist.co.uk.
elist.co.uk, yeah.
You can contact us via there. As to where you can pick it up, pretty much everywhere, actually.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. At the last count, it was over 100 venues across, but it's much higher than that, yeah.
Mm. Well, and that includes, listeners, cafes, bars, libraries, greengrocer's shop I've seen them in, some sort of stands outside a corner shop, you know, with a pile of...
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can walk into the Theatre Royal Stratford East and get it from there, you can get it from the cafes on the Olympic Park, you can walk into the Red Line on the High Street, get it from there.
Yeah. And coming to Walthamstow Village, there's about 3 outlets. So, I mean, it's available everywhere. And how often does it come out?
We have 11 issues a year, so we're monthly, other than July, August, which is a bumper double edition.
Okay,
yeah,
that's brilliant, isn't it? And it's expanding, not only Waltham Forest, it's going to be Newham as well. Gosh. Where did you come from originally? Because you've got a London accent.
I grew up in Derbyshire.
Oh, right.
So in a very small village called Horsley Woodhouse, which no one will ever have heard of.
You don't know.
Moved to London when I was 18.
Oh, wow, big boy. Yeah. Thank